Brother Parks, Brother Switzer, friends of ours, and great men of God, and I know they've got something to say, so I'll try not to be too lengthy, and but I want to cover a subject that is not real easy to cover. It's not unfamiliar terrain to me, but yet it may be to you. So I need your help, and I pray that God will help us today. Good to have our Bible instructor, the man that taught us how to preach. No, he didn't teach us how. Amen. We appreciate Brother Gallagher. Always preached many times for him through the years, and we like to tease him. He's really not. I know he's bearing down on 50 here real quick. So it'll be a half century, so we'll call him Brother Half Century here in a few days. Hallelujah. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 6. I want to read a verse there, and then we'll go to Zechariah chapter number 12. So 2 Chronicles chapter number 6, and then we'll go to Zechariah chapter number 12. Verse number 6 says this, "But I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel." Amen. "But I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel." Praise God. All right. Zechariah chapter number 12. Zechariah chapter number 12. And we'll begin reading in verse number 2. Of Zechariah chapter number 12. "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord host their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem." Praise God. Could you stand, stretch your hands this way, ask the Lord to help us here today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. I pray, Lord, that you would touch our lips of clay. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be an instrument that you can flow through. Lord, we need you. We've studied. We've done our best, Lord, to prepare. Now we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Open their hearts and ears to hear and receive. Touch us, Lord. Let our words become liquid fire. We'll give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to preach today, if the Lord would help me. I'd like to preach on Jerusalem, God's eternal real estate. Amen. Jerusalem, God's eternal real estate. Jerusalem is said to be the heart of the earth, geographically speaking. Amen. They say that Jerusalem is close to being the very center of the earth. It's also been referred to as being the navel of the earth. Amen. It's been referred to as the city of David, the city of peace, the city of truth. Amen. The eternal city, the holy city. Amen. We refer to it many times as Zion. 657 times in the scripture, in the Old Testament. Amen. Jerusalem is referred to. 157 times in the New Testament, we read of this city called Jerusalem. It's the oldest standing capital in the world right now. Amen. And this city, even though, amen, it is not in the prime, I guess, location as humans would think. Amen. God has set His name there. It was where His temple was. It's where His Son is going to come back, and He's going to rule and He's going to reign. Jerusalem today is held in reverence by about 1 billion Muslims, about 1 billion Catholics, probably about 400 million Orthodox adherents, 400 million Protestants. Amen. And with those included, then you take the scope of all the world, the 6 billion plus that are in the world. If they have any news outlets, this city many times is in the forefront of the news. But yet this prophecy that I read to you in the book of Zechariah, he made it some 2,500 years ago. He said that Jerusalem would be a cup of trembling. It would send, amen, the nations reeling and rocking under the intoxicating effects of the judgment of God, those who mess with this city. He not only said it would be a cup of trembling, but he said it would be a burdensome stone. Anybody that tried to mess with it, they were going to be cut. They were going to be cut in pieces. Are you hearing me? It was going to be a fire among the wood. And you must agree with me here today. Amen. We have seen just that in our day. So I stand for you before you in February of 2010. Amen. Knowing that Jerusalem has got the attention of the world. And I believe today that the peace of the world is determined by the peace of this property, this piece of real estate, amen, that God has a special interest in. I want to tell you, after being scattered for over 2,500 years, they had been hated and hounded. They were made the object of the most systematic genocide in the history of mankind. Yet in 1948, there was a great miracle. Even their prime minister a few days ago referred to Ezekiel 37. It said that had been fulfilled in the scripture in Zionism and the state of Israel. Amen. Is a result of that. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you, even though today Jerusalem has no strategic location, it doesn't have a vast resource of natural minerals and resources. It's of minor commercial value to the world. It has no river like most major cities do, such as Rome and London and Paris. There is no port in it bringing in the exports and the imports. Are you hearing me? Yet the world is looking on. Why is there a special attention in this place of real estate? We know today, or we should know, that the real battle, amen, in Jerusalem, amen, is a battle of religion. Amen. It is the spirit of Christ against the Antichrist. Amen. It is Ishmael against Isaac. And that is what is going on in Jerusalem. Gershom Salomon said that the epicenter of the world is Israel, and the epicenter of Israel is Jerusalem. And he said the epicenter of Jerusalem is the Temple Mount. Oh, I need to preach to you, if the Lord will help me. There is a battle there. And we know tonight that it is a spiritual one. For God said, I put my name there. And the same devil that was dethroned and dehorned and cast out of heaven is the same devil, amen, that is trying his best to take this piece of eternal real estate out of the hands of Almighty God. But I want to tell the devil, and I want to tell the world this morning, that shall never happen. Amen. God's purpose will not be thwarted. And this prophecy is working itself out even while I preach. Help me, Lord. Lift your hand and say, help the preacher. Amen. This morning, glory to God. Oh, I need the Lord to touch me. Amen. Jerusalem is experienced more sorrow than any other city. Amen. In the last 3,000 years, 26 empires have conquered and occupied this city, leveling the Jewish capital to the ground. Amen. Numerous times, there's been more blood shed over the stones of this city than any other spot of the world. There have been wars and brutal atrocities waged on this real estate. But the attempts to desecrate this holy place, the attempts to desecrate this holy city, they are not merely coincidental. They are not mere chance events. They are demonic events that have been birthed, amen, in hell. But I want to tell you, he who holds the final deed and the title will have the final word. He who sits high and looks low, he who the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, he who the heavens are his throne and the earth is his footstool, I want to tell you, he will have the final word. I want to tell you, Ahmadinejad even will not have the final word. Vladimir Putin will not have the final word. Hugo Chavez will not have the final word. The Islamic world will not have the final word. But he who is high and holy and powerful and mighty, he, God himself, will have the final word. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you make a mistake about it this morning. Jerusalem is God's real estate. Israel is still the apple of his eye. Praise God. Many Bible commentators feel, I don't know if you feel this way, I don't know that I totally do, amen, but I, in my studies through this, just, amen, lightly, many of them feel that the time of the Gentiles, amen, has begun to abate since 1967 when Israel took over, amen, Jerusalem and have it in their control one more time. Listen to me today. 23 nations throughout history have tried to lift their hands against this city and against this piece of real estate, Israel, that have ceased to exist. For you know the promise that God made Abraham in Genesis 12. He said, get thee up and out from among thy people, and I will and go unto a land that I will show thee. He said, I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. He said, them that bless you, I'm going to bless them. Them that curse you, I'm going to curse you. Then in Genesis 15, he comes back and makes that covenant with them. He gives them the land from the river of Egypt, even to the great river of Euphrates. I want to tell you, Israel doesn't possess all of that promised land right now. And what they have, the world is saying, give up land. They say it's peace. You give us land and we'll give you peace. They are liars and lunatics. Amen. Inspired of the devil. But I want to tell you, God, he told Israel, don't you sell it. Don't you barter it. Don't you trade it. It's not your land. You're just my tenants. I am the landlord. Are you hearing me this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's a little different. Woo! But I want to tell you right now, in dispute is East Jerusalem and the West Bank. It's in dispute, amen, right now. Amen. The very piece of real estate that God, Brother Finley, appeared unto Abraham. The very piece of real estate he appeared. It said, here, I've given you this land. Right there, amen, in near Beersheba. Amen. The West Bank is what they call it now. Judea and Samaria in the New Testament. Israel is being accused of being occupiers. Are you hearing me? Amen. Even President George W. Bush, amen, two times in a speech, just before we went into this economic upheaval, he even made mention that they were occupiers, that they must make a Palestinian state and divide Jerusalem. I don't care if it's a Republican. I don't care if it's a Democrat. I don't care if it's a Libertarian. I don't care if it's a member of the Tea Party. Amen, brother. There is no man's business to give away God's real estate. It's his, and he takes it serious. Amen. Woo! Listen to me. They've been accused of being occupiers. But God has given them, and God's word, amen, has clarified it, that Israel has an inalienable right. It is their land. But yet the United States of America leads the assault, and we've suffered greatly, and I'll get to that in a minute. Amen. And the rest of the world, amen, is coming after this little land. By international law, they don't have to forfeit one piece of real estate they have. They were attacked. They were invaded. They defended themselves. They took it, and there's not an international law, amen, that requires them to give it back. But yet they've opened up the peace talks, and Israel is put under pressure continually to give up land for peace. But I want to tell you, God has given them that inalienable right. Amen. We have a mistaken idea here in America. It's in our Declaration of Independence. And we have a mistaken idea that an inalienable right is one that cannot be taken away from you. But really, in the dictionary, it's the opposite. It is an inalienable right is one you cannot give away. When it is said to be inalienable, it means the possessor of that thing cannot give it away. He cannot sell it. He cannot surrender it or legally transfer it to someone else. Come on, in Leviticus 25:23, when God was telling Israel about selling land among themselves, he said, "The land shall not be sold forever." You know how long forever is with God? Amen. Forever. Amen. And then he went on to say, "For the land is mine." I'm telling you, they that pick a fight with Israel, they that are picking a fight with Jerusalem, they're not picking a fight with Benjamin Netanyahu. They are picking a fight with God Almighty, the title holder, the land holder. Hallelujah. Oh, are y'all here today? I need to preach if the Lord will help me. Oh, God, help me. I'll try to hurry, Brother Kenan. Thank you. Woo! Amen. This is the crisis. Amen. The Arabs and the Muslims will not recognize Israel as a state. They will not recognize Israel as a Jewish state. They will not recognize Jerusalem as their capital. Every embassy in the world, amen, even America, is in Tel Aviv. Are you hearing me? Unless America's made a switch since I've studied. But it is in Tel Aviv. Amen, because the world and doesn't want, amen, Israel in Jerusalem. It's not really the world, it's the prince and the power and the God of this world that does not want Jerusalem or Israel in Jerusalem. Listen to the Palestinian president in November of 2009. Mahmoud Abba said at the Fatah Congress, "Not one square meter of land belongs to the Jews in Palestine. There is not a single stone in Jerusalem that is of Jewish origin. You know who he's picking a fight with. He's picking a fight with God Almighty. If you've been listening to the news, they have been on Israel to freeze settlements, to freeze them for peace. Huh? And Benjamin Netanyahu, a few days ago, it sounded like he might have been getting soft. He went along with everything they were saying. And then he said, we're willing to do that if the Palestinians must first recognize that Israel is a Jewish state. They're not going to do that. He knows it.
They don't even have Israel on their map when they teach their children in school. Are you hearing me? They are taught, amen, to hate the Israelis. He went on to say, and then you must demilitarize. Get rid of all your weapons. And then he said, Jerusalem will not be divided. Oh, glory to God. I'm beginning to feel like preaching. I'm telling you, Israel just has 1/6 of 1% of all the land in the Arab world. And they want to take that from them. Brother, to make matters worse, you've got the Palestinian president. You've got the Israeli, amen, prime minister. They're diametrically opposed. Then to top it off, you've got Ahmadinejad from Iran breathing out threatenings. We're going to drive them into the sea. We're going to annihilate them. There's going to be no more Israel. But I want to tell you, Ahmadinejad is not interested in a Palestinian state. He is interested in an Islamic republic where the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, can rule. That's equivalent to the Bible's, amen, Antichrist. That's a whole different message. But now you get the picture. You've got the Palestinian president saying this. Amen. There's not one stone that is of Jewish origin. You've got the other ones, the prime minister saying, we're not going to divide Jerusalem. You've got Ahmadinejad joining hands with Russia. Now you're getting it. Jerusalem, the prophet said, in the last days is going to be a cup of trembling. It's going to be a burdens and stone. It's going to be a fire among the wood. I'm trying to preach to you here today. I'm telling you, Jerusalem is God's real estate. Jerusalem is part of God's eternal plan. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Jesus. Woo. Amen. It behooves all nations of the world to leave Jerusalem alone, or they're going to get hammered. Don't you worry about Israel. Their landlord has got an army like no other. Are you hearing me? Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you know, amen, I'm troubled at this prophecy meeting. There was a time, not troubled with this prophecy meeting, I'm troubled in my heart with looking at the world because of this. Amen. The old time prophecy preachers used to preach Jerusalem. Amen. J-E-R. Amen. U-S-A. L-E-M. And they would circle the USA in the middle of Jerusalem. And they would say that America is the heart of Jerusalem. I want to tell you, no. Amen. We've been their friend, but we're not the heart of Jerusalem. Amen. And it's getting cooler, and it's getting a little colder with them now. Amen. More than ever before. Are you hearing me? Victor Mordecai, who writes for the Israel Today, he's a Messianic Jew, and he was writing for this magazine that comes out of Jerusalem. Brother Lakes knows what I'm talking about. Sister Lakes was the one that put me on this path. But he said this. He said this emergence church, this purpose-driven church of Pastor Rick Warren of the Saddleback Church in California is becoming a threat to Israel. He said in churches that follow his ideology, the Calvary chapels, there's about 1,000 of them, many Assembly of Gods, and a great number of non-denominational. He said under his ideology, they're no longer able to preach against Islam, to preach against homosexuality, to preach against abortion. Amen. They preach a feel-good mentality. Amen. And when there's a feel-good mentality, he said the state of Israel, amen, suffers. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you, friend, Rick Warren, amen, was hatched out of hell. Amen. His favorite group, amen, is the Eagles. I will tell you, you cannot get any holy influence by listening to, amen, running, amen, life in the fast lane and Hotel California. He's promoted this casual come to church, amen, half dressed. It's promoted a casual worship. It's promoted casual, oh glory to God, casual living. I'm telling you, he may, amen, say don't preach against Islam, but I'm here to tell you, let the holiness preachers preach pro-Israel, preach pro-Jerusalem, preach pro, oh hallelujah, it's our God-given duty, it's God's real estate. Oh, I feel like preaching. Will you help me? Will you help me? Woo! Glory to God. No wonder that rascal prayed the inaugural prayer. Amen. For President Obama. Amen. Sissified. Amen. He's got a bigger church than you do, Brother Tracy.
I don't care.
It don't matter. My Bible said, bless them, and God will bless me. Hey, oh, come on. Ain't that what he said? Ain't that what the Bible said? Oh, y'all need to help me preach here. Amen. Amen. So he gets up and he prays for President Obama. Huh? Oh, Lord. And then the president, and we are to pray for him. Huh? Kind of like what I heard the other day, a couple days ago. They were in that health care deal, and he arrogantly spoke out to John McCain and said, we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over. And John McCain looked at him and said, I'm reminded of that every day. Thank you. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? America's in trouble. I don't need to get political here. Amen. But listen to me. Barack Obama makes his historic speech not from the apple of God's eye. Not from the place where all the peace talks have been going on in Jerusalem. He goes to Cairo, Egypt. Amen. And that showed the world signs that the Americans were signing up, warming up to the Islamic, amen, nations. Come on here. Amen. Obama, in that speech, he, amen, quoted the Quran 4 different times. He put the Quran on the same pedestal as the Bible. I want to tell you that is not good for Israel, because without the Bible, Israel has no biblical claims to the Holy Land. Amen. Are you hearing me? But I want to tell you, don't you worry about them. Amen. Their landlord's got his eye on them. Oh, come on, somebody help me preach. I want to tell you, he goes over, warms up with Islam. Amen. That's something he would not do during the election. He tried to cover his Islamic ties. Amen. But Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, said Obama wants controversy with Israel to improve relations with the Arab world. Are you hearing me? Nahum Barnea wrote in Israel's biggest newspaper, and I cannot pronounce it, I'm sorry. Amen. He said, we must get used to the fact that Israel is no longer America's baby, but that President Obama is coddling the Arab world. Oh, come on, help me preach here. So while the president is praising Islam, saying that it's a great, rich history of in American history, that's a lie. Come on now. Amen. He's coddling and praising the Arabs. In the same speech, he's demanding freeze of settlements. Amen. That's like moving whole cities, an 8,000, amen, populated city, and telling them to get up and get out. That's what they're doing. President George Bush thought he was doing the world a favor. Amen. But he wasn't. Anytime you try to tell God's people to get off the land that, amen, God's given to them, you are looking for trouble. Would somebody help me preach here today? Amen. The same speech, he puts pressure on them to freeze settlements, create a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. But there was a time in the American church that Jerusalem was the heartbeat. Zionism was born because men like William Blackstone and T.T.W.I.T. Talmage and D.L. Moody preached the promises of God. Amen. That's exactly why they were born. Amen. Zionism was born because God used him. But we must not forget, America has been one of the greatest countries. Amen. We've had unprecedented prosperity. And I'm afraid unbroken prosperity has ruined us. And we forgot God. The first Jews settled in this country in 1654. This year they're celebrating their 356th anniversary. They have never suffered. Amen. In America like they have in Europe. There's not one recorded organized government attack on the Jews in American history. Amen. The greatest reason of that is President George Washington. He said this, and I quote, "May the children of the stock of Abraham who dwell in this land contain to merit the goodwill of other inhabitants, while everyone shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none to make them afraid." He quoted Micah 4:4. The first president of the United States was saying, "I want America to be to the stock of Abraham like the millennial reign is going to be." Amen. When Jesus drove. Come on now. But I'm telling you, my heart is aching this morning because the last four presidents in American history have forgotten the God of our forefathers. They have forgotten the principles that has made America great. You bless them, God will bless us. You curse them, God's going to curse us. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, America has forced Israel, amen, to trade their land for peace. That's a dangerous real estate deal. That is a deadly real estate deal. October 30th of 1991, George Bush Sr. started it off in Madrid. He said the territorial compromise, amen, is essential to peace. Amen. That same day, the perfect storm traveled 1,000 miles east-west, opposite of the U.S. pattern. Amen. October 31st, it slammed in the eastern seaboard with waves registered at 700 foot. The highest ever. Amen. His house in Maine was damaged. August 23rd, 1992, back again in Madrid. Amen. Again, Israel is pressured to give up land. That same day, Hurricane Andrew hit the Florida coast, hit Louisiana. The biggest natural disaster to that time. Packing winds of 100 at 75 miles per hour. Amen. September 1st of 1993, the Oslo Accord set the timetable of peace by 2000. They missed it, didn't they? The U.S. endorsed it the same day Emily, amen, smashed our coast. It was the third hurricane in a row. Oh, I'm going somewhere. President Clinton, amen, meets with the Syrian president. Israel must make concessions that are unpopular with the Israeli people. Less than 24 hours later, amen, a 6.9 earthquake rocked Northridge, California. May 1999, Clinton sends a letter embracing a Palestinian state at Jerusalem as its capital. That same day, the historic tornadoes that broke out in around the Moore, Oklahoma place, amen, hit America. Are you hearing me? There's a lot more that I can get to, but for the sake of time, 2005, a week before Hurricane Katrina, President Bush pressured Ariel Sharon to move him out. And people that had televisions or the internet saw them dragging Israel's, their soldiers dragging people from their homes. Refugees. Huh? dragging them out, kicking and screaming. A real estate deal that was going to prove deadly. 1 week later, Brother Kevin Lloyd. Come on. Katrina rocks our shoreline. 95%, I don't say this lie to Brother Michael, his mom and dad suffered greatly. But 95% of the Gulf Coast was smashed. Amen. Biloxi, Gulfport, Louisiana, we're still feeling, amen, the effects of it. Oh, I need to preach to you. It was no coincidence. Amen. Come on, Zechariah said it like this. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nation which spoiled you. Amen. Come on now. Amen. America spoiled him. I'm not saying that it's speaking of America here, but he went on to say, for he that toucheth you, he toucheth the apple of his eye. Come on now. I want to tell you, the apple of the eye is the pupil. It's the most tender spot. Amen. Come on. We're playing basketball, Brother Brent. Amen. And my finger goes in your eye. It requires immediate attention. You're going to forget everything you're doing. You're going to reach for that eye. I want to tell you, every time they say, give up Jerusalem. Every time they say, amen, come on here. Amen, trade it for peace. They're jabbing a finger in God's eye. Amen, and God says, you mess with Jerusalem. It's a cup of trembling. It's a burnt up stone. It's a fire among the wood. It's a torch of fire in the heath. Are you hearing me this morning? Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I forget Jerusalem. Let my right hand forget. Let me tell you, these are prayers, amen, that the Messianic Jews pray every month or every week or every day probably. Something in Hebrew, I guess. We ask you to hinder the efforts by the President Barack Obama to sell out Israel in order to appease the Muslims. Strengthen Israel to stand against the pressure of the United States to divide the land. We ask you to protect the ties between Israel and the U.S. And we pray that the Christians in America will work against the plans of the Obama administration to harm Israel. Prevent the creation of a Palestinian state. Tighten Israel's grip on Jerusalem and let it remain the eternal capital of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. May it never be the capital of a Palestinian state. That's God's people sighing. That's God's people crying. When was the last time, church, we prayed for the peace of Jerusalem? When was the last time we said, strengthen them, Lord? Don't let them barter away. Don't let them sell it. Don't let them trade your eternal real estate. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I'm telling you, Jerusalem, it's God's. Islam will not destroy it. The world will not destroy it. God's, and He will defend it. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to me. The apple of His eye. And now we're in 2010. Russia and Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu, you just went over there to try to put pressure on Russia not to sell Iran a missile defense system. They snubbed them. Said, we're going to do it anyway. Huh? And you see the bear waking up. Going arm in arm with Iran. Huh? When you read Ezekiel 37 and 38, if you're a Bible reader, you know. The prime minister already said, 37's been accomplished. Now 38. And you look at the nations that are becoming a coalition against them. And they're already getting together. I don't have time to go into all that. But I'm telling you right now. And they're coming down to wipe out God's people.
That's their intention. Oh, I need to preach. I need to preach right here. Woo! Amen. Listen to me. The day are breathing out. Amen. Breathing out threatenings. We're going to annihilate them. They're a piece of rotten flesh. They're dead wood. We're going to shake them out of the tree. Amen. They're not going to be anymore. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be anymore. And those threatenings are getting louder and louder. But I want to tell you, Israel's not a pushover. Amen. They are not a stroll in the park. They are not a picnic either. Are you hearing me? Amen. They would not be called by the prophet. And the prophecy's taking place right now. I'm almost through. They would not be called a cup of trembling. They would not be called a burdensome stone. Amen. That would cut anybody that messes with them. Israel's army's reserve numbers. They have 621,500. They are surrounded by Arab neighbors who have an army of 2,750,000. That's about a 5-to-1 ratio. Her 3,800 tanks are outnumbered by 15,000 Arab tanks. That's 4-to-1. Her surface-to-surface missiles are 20-to-1. Her combat aircraft are outnumbered 3-to-1. 750 against 2,350. I want to tell you, it's David versus Goliath all over again. Are you hearing me? Goliath said, send me out a man that I may fight, and I'm going to feed your carcasses to the air. I'm going to drive you into the sea. Amen. Come on now. And America, who used to be the stalwart and the backbone of the world, like Saul, is cowering in the tent, afraid to fight Goliath. Woo! Praise God. In Israel, like little David, we're going to do it with you, or we're going to do it without you. Come on here. Help me preach. Amen. The Goliath is saying, we're going to destroy you. Ahmadinejad and Putin and Chavez. Amen. But I can hear Israel say, amen, thy servant, amen, slew the lion in 1948. Hallelujah. They were intent on see. Out. Amen. Pushing us into the sea. Amen. 400,000 Jews against 45 million. We only own 1/6 of 1% of the land. But I want to tell you, they come at us. We didn't have a military. We didn't have a general. We didn't have a weapon. But we won. We won. How did we win? God Almighty. I said, God Almighty. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, glory to God. Amen. Thy servant, amen, slew the bear. You did. Oh, I wish I knew some of that, what you read, told me you were reading. Amen. It was a 6-day war. Woo! Praise God. They were intent. They thought they were going to wipe us out. Amen. But before they knew it, amen, we had slew the bear. We had took Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We're not giving it back. Hallelujah. But I will tell you tonight, amen, Goliath is roaring today. Iran and Russia are saying, we're going to drive you out. But Israel saying, we slew the lion, we slew the bear, this uncircumcised Philistine, amen, what is he to us? Amen, God's on our side, we've got all power, we're the apple of his eye. He's a missile defense system that will not fail. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, thank God for Jerusalem. Woo. Woo. Oh, yeah. They're breathing out threatenings. They think they're a pushover, but they're a cup of trembling. Let me tell you what God's doing. He's putting a hook in their jaw. He said, I'm going to pull you on down here. Good old country term. I'm going to pull you on down. When you just about think you got it, I'm going to slap you silly. Huh? He's going to start fighting from heaven. And the Muslims who are saying all is God and Quran's equal to the scriptures, they're going to see CNN a watch, Fox News a watch, whoever's got their news reporting cameras running. Amen. They're going to see God begin to fight, but he's not fighting Israel.
He's not punishing Israel. He's protecting them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God's people is going to win. That's God's real estate. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back. He's going to take His church. We're going to take business. Then He's coming back to rule and to reign and set in Jerusalem. I wish somebody would say amen. Well, I'm about through. I'm about through. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I know. Right now it's a little scary. A little shaky over there. Brother Chuck Palmer's over there right now, I believe. Amen. It's a little shaky, a little scary. But I'm going one day. I'm going to Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. It may be a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, but I'm going there. I'm coming back probably not millennial reign. I hope by God's grace, amen, I endure unto the end and I'm saved. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, one day we're going to go over there. Amen. Come on, go with me. Just one. Just give me 5 more minutes. Amen. I'm going to walk up and they're going to be peddling some roses. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, give me a dozen roses. Amen. They're going to give me the roses. I'm going to look at them. There's not going to be a thorn on them. I'm going to say, what kind of roses are these? Amen. There's no thorns on these roses. Would you please explain to me? And they're going to say, amen. Oh, haven't you heard? The Lord reigns in Zion. The Lord reigns in Jerusalem. The desert's going to blossom like the rose. Amen. I'm going to say, well. I'm going to step into a pet store. Amen. A boy's going to be in there buying him a cobra. I'm going to tell his daddy, sir, are you crazy? Amen. That's that snake. If he strikes your boy, he's going to be dead before he takes a step. He said, oh, no, sir. Haven't you heard? The Lord reigns in Zion. The sucking child is going to play by the hole of the serpent. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to say, where's the military? They're going to say, we beat our swords into plowshares. Where's your nuclear places? Amen. We're studying war. No more. Where's your hospitals? We don't got them. Where's the funeral homes? They're not here. I'm telling you, I'm going home to be with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm through. God, eternal real estate is Jerusalem. Oh, y'all ain't feeling this like I am. Woo! He claimed it for His Son. He said, don't you trade it. Don't you sell it. Jesus is coming back. The first time they come, they crucified Him. The first time they come, they spit in His face. The first time He come, they buffeted Him. They blasphemed Him. But the next time He comes, woo, they're not going to crucify Him. The next time He comes, He's not coming to redeem. He's coming to rule. The first time He came in poverty. The next time He comes, He's coming in power. The first time He came in meekness. The next time He comes, He's coming in majesty. The next time He comes, the first time He come to die. The next time He comes, He's coming to raise the dead. The first time He come riding down a humble donkey down the streets of Jerusalem. But the next time He comes, every eye's gonna see Him. He's coming on one of the most beautiful steed that's ever been groomed in the portals of glory. I'm telling you, they won't crucify Him. He's coming back to Jerusalem to reign. He's coming back to Jerusalem to reign. Lift your hands and praise Him. God bless you. Hallelujah.